I'm Nicole Ivas. White House officials and congressional aides are scheduled to meet again Sunday in an effort to end the U.S. partial government shutdown, which has now entered its third week. Both sides met Saturday with no progress. They remain at an impasse over President Trump's demand for $5.6 billion for a border wall with Mexico. Democrats have vowed not to give any money for the wall. The president said if he does not get the funding, this shutdown could go on for years. Bill Schneider is a government policy expert and professor at George Mason University. He says Mr. Trump's statement that he can declare a national emergency to get the money is questionable.
Nobody knows how he's going to get his wall. He claims there are several ways he can do it. All of them are legally questionable. He could declare a national emergency, but there's some rules for doing that, and the courts are likely to have a say in that process.
The shutdown has affected government services around the country, and if it continues, there could be dire consequences. Money for the food stamp program is set to expire in March. Federal income tax refunds and tax return processing will also be delayed. Transportation security agents who screen travelers at the nation's airports have been calling in sick in apparent protest of being required to work without pay. Professor Schneider says when the shutdown affects the most people, it will end.
When will the public begin to see the shutdown as a crisis? If it's seen as a crisis and people demand, you know, whatever you do, just reopen the government.
About 800,000 federal workers have been furloughed or are working without pay. President Trump's national security advisor says the U.S. will not abruptly withdraw its military from Syria. John Bolton said Sunday during a visit to Israel, it depends on defeating the Islamic State terrorist group. The security advisor also said the U.S. wants assurances from Turkey about the safety of Kurdish fighters allied with the United States before they withdraw. Mr. Trump was widely criticized when he announced a U.S. military withdrawal from Syria that was supposed to happen within weeks. This is VOA News. A U.S. trade delegation has arrived in Beijing for 2 days of talks. They'll focus on an agreement reached by President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping to postpone new tariff hikes. On December 1st, the two leaders agreed to complete talks about technology, intellectual property, and cyber theft issues within 90 days and hold off on new tariffs. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain would be in uncharted territory if her Brexit deal is rejected by Parliament. She says the vote will happen this month.
So what we'll be setting out over the next few days is assurances, is measures in three areas. The first is measures that will be specific for Northern Ireland. The second is a greater role for Parliament as we take these negotiations into the next stage for our future relationship. And the third, and we're still working on this, is further assurances from the European Union.
May made those comments during an interview with the BBC. Elections officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo are holding a meeting Sunday after delaying the announcement of the results of its presidential election. Corne Nangaa with the Electoral Commission said they received only 47% of ballots from polling stations across the Central African country, which lacks a well-developed road network. He also said the system of manually collecting and compiling vote totals is not helping. Egyptian officials say a police officer was killed Saturday as he was trying to dismantle an explosive device found near a church in a suburb of Cairo. Authorities say at least two other officers were wounded. Reuters reports the explosives was found in a bag on a rooftop. This happened as Egypt's Coptic Christians prepared to celebrate Christmas on Monday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a series of attacks on Christians in Egypt. At least 30 people have been killed in an apparent mine collapse in northern Afghanistan. Officials say villagers in Kohistan district of Badakhshan province had dug into a riverbed mining for gold when the walls around them collapsed. At least seven others are injured and the death toll could rise. The provincial governor's spokesman told the French press agency the villagers have been working in makeshift mines for decades with no government control over them. That area is mountainous and prone to landslides. Polish officials have shut down 13 escape room entertainment sites due to safety flaws after five teenage girls who were locked inside a room celebrating a birthday died in a fire at a private house that had no emergency evacuation route. Players in escape room games are locked inside a room or building and must solve puzzles and find clues that lead them to the key that will unlock the door. The games are highly popular among teens in Poland. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
Voice of OA 1. It's today.